The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Robert Whelan is with me, who's Managing Director of Rockwell Financial Planning Advisors. Robert, when should people start their pension?
Yesterday.
I knew you'd say some version of that.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, like ultimately it's about compound interest. It's simple as that. So if you have a goal that you're trying to hit and you're saying it's 2034, whatever the time frame is, the sooner you start, the easier it's going to be to get there. Plus, if you give compound interest a go and you allow compound interest to do a lot of the heavy lifting for you, it removes the pain. So if someone wants to save, say, get to a pension pot of, because there's a report out recently, you need a pension pot of £500,000, can have a reasonable lifestyle today. Mm. Well, obviously, if you wait till you're 55 to start doing that to retire at 65, you're going to save about €3,500 a month. But if you did it at 25, you'd save about €250 a month.
Wow.
Right? So it's just about kind of saying, well, if the earlier you start, but that's grand. Like, it's easy for me to say, I'm a 47-year-old man, you know what I mean? But I'm not trying to make my way, pay rent, cost of living. So the easiest way I say to people is, if you're fortunate enough to be in an employment scheme where your employer has set something up, start contributing to that as soon as possible, because at least then you're getting additional contributions from your employer, which help.
So the difficulty, I imagine, for a lot of people listening to this who are in that, maybe not necessarily their 20s, but late 20s and through their 30s, is it's also a time when they've got lots of other cost pressures. You know, they're paying rent, they're maybe trying to save for a mortgage, they've got creche fees and all of that. The pension is always the thing that's easy to long finger, isn't it? You've got to pay those today. I know I'm listening to Robert and he says I should, but I don't actually have to pay the pension today.
No, because that's human nature. You know what I mean? It's like anything. So we'll always defer. And I was chatting to a member of the crew from our place recently, and she said she has 10 weddings this year to go to, which is hens and everything else. She goes, it's like, it's insane. See, I totally understand it. That's my point, is like, okay, here's the way you can kind of go about it. You accept that life is throwing stuff at you. So my advice has always been, so we've been looking after company pension schemes for years, and I always say the same thing. Every third pay rise, skip it. So if your employer, say, you're going for your review and you get a 4% pay rise, take it this year, take it next year. But in the third one, if you can be disciplined, skip it. Because you're not taking money. The hardest thing is taking money out of your pocket today.
So what do you mean skip it? As in you put that straight into the pension?
Don't take it into your net pay. Yeah. Put it into your pension as an additional voluntary contribution. And by doing it that way, you're reducing the paying threshold, because you're kind of saying, it costs X amount to live my life today. I'm not having to take anything from that to fund my pension. Yes. I'm just taking a pay increase. You're leaving yourself in the same net financial position today as if you didn't get a pay increase. But the act of doing that alone, if you did that every 3 years, you'd be fully funding your pension. If you started it at 25, you'd be fully funding your pension by the time you're 39. And then you're in an incredibly strong position. And you've never had that pain of someone saying to you, stop spending something today to fund your pension.
How should people chase that pot, that kind of target, though, if they are starting that bit later? Because you know, you have this balance most people will advise between a safe investment and a bit of money into something slightly more risky. Does the ratio shift the later you start? Should you be a little riskier?
Well, risk is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, so the Grand National's on this weekend.
Whatever you do, you must be comfortable with the level of risk you're taking on.
Yeah.
What you shouldn't do is allow the fact that you have a big gap to make up force you to take a risk you're not comfortable with, because that mightn't give yourself the outcome. So I guess get good advice. Make sure you're comfortable with the level of risk you're taking. It'll be what it'll be. The last thing you want is financial stress, because particularly what's going on in the markets right now, like if your portfolio is invested the way you could live with regards risk, well, then you don't mind what's going on today, because if you're wanted low risk, you're unaffected by it. If you wanted high risk, well, you won't complain when markets went up 34% last year. So the fact that it dropped 25% in 6 weeks, you're not happy with it, but you live with it because you believe in the long term. So as long as you're in a risk portfolio that's aligned with your goals, your own appetite, then you're fine. But don't try and gamble the house to make it up in 10 years. It rarely ends up very well.
There was a period of time, and there's lots of comparisons being made now between Trump's looming tariffs and the financial crash, where people kept referring to property as their pension. I've bought a house as that's the pension. That's the pension. Yeah. Have we moved away from that, or has it crept back in recent years?
I don't know. wouldn't say we moved away from it. I think
still
like,
there.
It is definitely still there. Like, listen, the CSO numbers will show you like landlords exiting the private rental market. So, but it's still definitely there. But it's more about diversification. So I suppose probably because of the crash, a lot of people who Irish people love property. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So anything we can do to do it. But I suppose through the likes of ourselves and others, we're trying to say to them, that's fine, have a bit of that. But having a diversified portfolio where if the Irish property market collapses, it doesn't take down your whole pension isn't necessarily the worst idea.
How important is it that the auto enrolment scheme gets up and running? Because there's so many people listening to this who they're probably turning off the radio because they're just actually terrified at the prospect of not having a pension and they're creeping into their 50s maybe.
Yeah. One, don't worry about it, because if you're in your 30s today, your age, your health, you'll probably be very happy to work into your late 60s. And that's not me saying kill yourself. It's more just that's just the way it's going to happen. Like 40 years ago, people didn't live past 70 on average. 73 was the average. So where I'm going with it is that with auto enrollment, it's an incredibly important initiative and it needs to happen as soon as possible, because we need to make that gap in coverage in the private sector, particularly for low paid employees, employees working in retail, hospitality, make up that to give them an opportunity to try and save a few quid for the future.
All right. So start yesterday, get good advice.
Absolutely.
And just put a few quid, anything you can.
Hardest thing is starting.
Listen, Robert, thanks a million for coming in to us. Robert Whelan is Managing Director of Rockwell Financial Planning Advisors.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.